Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone, and happy day to you, or evening, or afternoon, wherever you are in your day. I hope you are doing well. This is Molly McCord, and every Wednesday we gather to talk about the astrology and energies of the week ahead. Today is February 14th, 2018, and we'll be looking at the energies until next Wednesday, the 21st. Now, I am sick. My son caught something earlier this week, so of course then I caught it, and I decided I'm just going to embrace it and enjoy some downtime and sleep and rest. So I've summoned my energy to do this show because I love talking astrology with you every week, but you can probably hear it in my voice that I'm not at 100%, and that's okay to just be where we are and to embrace what is happening and to allow it to just keep carrying us forward even as we need to rest. So I wanted to talk about the astrology of Valentine's Day. And also, of course, we have a powerful new moon solar eclipse that is coming in now. I know that I'm not the only one feeling things in my body. I've heard of some really interesting developments other people are experiencing physically, and not to mention perhaps emotionally or intuitively. So if you're in that category of someone who's really feeling stuff right now, I just want to validate that it's normal. And it's part of what we go through with these waves. You know, I feel like this eclipse, it's on February 15th at 27 degrees of Aquarius, is so big. And it's because it's a new moon eclipse. And it's because, also, it's related to last August, which was part one. And now we're at part two. So last August, you learned something. It came to your awareness. You discovered something. You were illuminated. You had life changes. Anything around August was big. It was up for all of us. Everyone was feeling these energies, especially anyone in the United States where that total solar eclipse passed. Well, that got things stirred up. You know, you stir up the bottom of the pot, right? The stuff we didn't realize is still there and still under the surface, but it's still present. So then in the past 6 months, we've been working with it, hopefully actively, consciously, and energetically, to move through whatever was stirred up from the bottom of that pot. And now we're at a new moon solar eclipse that is a new beginning point based on what you discovered, learned, healed, and came to understand from last August. So we're at a new beginning point. And it's meant to be an activation of even more of your connection to the all that is. And I hope you feel that. Because Aquarius elevates us. It's futuristic. It takes us into new zones, new territories, new energies, new light codes. It's such a big portal. And I know that's why I felt wiped out. I'm not the only one. But it's understanding that these energies are really big for our awesome little human suits at times to integrate and adapt to. And so this is such a new beginning point in your journey because Aquarius also connects you with your future self, where you're going, the vision of what's ahead, the vision, the next dream, the next inspiration, the next big picture creation. And so our work at this new moon solar eclipse is to be clear about what direction we want our energy to go. So every new moon, it's important to write your intentions, to be clear about what you want to manifest, to get an idea of what is coming up for you. And this stuff can get lost in our day-to-day lives. right? If you're running around to get things done, you have to go to work and take care of errands and take care of kids and, oh, yeah, dinner. I mean, this stuff gets lost. I feel like when you connect with it is when it's the right time. So don't put yourself under some, you know, don't create a panic if you're getting to this a little bit later after the solar eclipse, new moon. Just keep it clear for you of what you want and what direction you're driving your car to. Now, last week I talked about the rocket launch that happened here in Florida and how that was a wonderful metaphor for this solar eclipse, because it really is this launching of energies, in cosmic energies, into, well, what are you ready to experience next? And as I mentioned, we have a launch window that started on February 13th. It goes until February 15th of preparing, integrating, getting rid of, you know, also letting go of and clearing out, purifying, so that we are cleaner, clearer vessels for this new moon energy. Every solar eclipse is when the sun and the moon are conjunct. So masculine and feminine are conjunct together in Aquarius. And Aquarius is about looking at how much you have come to understand about yourself and the journey at large. And it's Aquarius is about the systems, the bigger systems, how the tiny parts make up the whole, and then how the whole works together. And we look at the ways that everything is interrelated and interconnected. And we look at it and we can see things in a new way, in a different way. So at this point here in the middle of February, you might have a very different perspective on something from last summer or last winter or fall. You might have a different sense of what was being revealed to you. I feel like this solar eclipse is really meant to help us keep moving forward and to not look in the rearview mirror too much. Because we can do that. And, you know, there's gifts with hindsight. But where are you going next with your energy, your life, with your life? Where are you going next? And what do you need to get there? Now, wherever 27 degrees of Aquarius is in your chart, whichever house placement it is where this download and this really strong place of intention is coming in for you. So if it was in your seventh house, for example, that is new relationships, partnerships, connections. If it's in your 10th house, that is new career energies, professional endeavors, perhaps a new job. If it's in your fifth house, new creativity, new things that call to your heart, new personal expression, new ways you want to take a risk. So that's why it's good to know your chart, because your chart hones in on what this is for you and where the energy is especially strong. So I want to actually touch on Valentine's Day as we talk about Aquarius, because I always think it's fascinating how holidays line up with the astrology signs. So we can make connections pretty easily between some holidays and some astrological signs. For example, Halloween is the end of October during the darkest periods, darkest time of the year in the Northern Hemisphere. It's associated with Scorpio. And so it's really about transformation. You put on a mask and you transform yourself. You put on a costume, you become something else. Rebirth. You can make some clear distinctions there. And we look at Valentine's Day. Well, at first we think, okay, well, it's all about love. And yes, it is. And it's all about hearts Yes, it is. And purple and pink and, you know, everything that seems to signify love and what is love. And there are capitalistic and materialistic ways that that can be interpreted. But astrologically, Valentine's Day falls under the sign of Aquarius. And Aquarius is about one love. It's about the bigger love. It's about the bigger communities of love and how we can love everyone for exactly who they are, no matter what their gender, race, culture, belief system might be. We love them simply for being part of humanity. That is Aquarian love. That is a sense of it's bigger than all of us. It couldn't simply be one holiday for one of us. It's a holiday for all of us. And so when I tap into Valentine's Day, you know, we can get into that place of the receiving. And the receiving energy is actually connected with Leo, the opposite sign of Aquarius, because Leo is about the look at me and I hope you notice me, and it receives love. We all need that. We all need to receive love. But Valentine's Day is about giving, because Aquarius is about giving back love, giving back to the community, to the world, to something that makes life better, that improves the energy of love. So when you think about Valentine's Day, know that it is not really about the receiving. It's about the giving. And if you feel maybe, you know, if perhaps you don't have a Valentine, a partner, a spouse, someone to share that love with, look at how you can give it. Because that's really what the holiday is meant to be about, is giving to our community. And to elevate it above the receiving and elevate it above the one-on-one, and instead look at it as a way to celebrate the collective. So I thought that'd be good to offer, just to perhaps give a non-Hallmark understanding of the energies of the day. Now, when we do look at the energies of this particular Valentine's Day, we look at the relationship planets. The relationship planets are the Sun, the Moon, Mercury, Venus, and Mars. These are actually known as the personal planets in a chart, and it's how they all connect and interact that shape your relationships and the kind of relationships that you want to engage in and where you people you want to connect with. So at this time, the relationship planets are in, we have the Sun, the Moon, and Mercury all in Aquarius. So it's really focused on friendships. And again, that bigger sense of community. And it's your girlfriends. I mean, that's why Galentine's is such a great and fitting name for, I think it's actually February 13th is supposedly Galentine's Day, where you celebrate your girlfriends. And that's Aquarian energy right there. And so we have the Moon and Mercury in Galentine's sign of Aquarius, where we appreciate our friendships, our tribes, the people who support us, who understand us, and who get us. And it can also help you get clear that you want more of those people in your world, too. So we have three planets in Aquarius. Then we have Venus, who just went into Pisces. And when Venus goes into Pisces, she wants soft, gentle, quiet. She actually wants to retreat and not be a part of too much in the world. So this is the feminine energy of receiving, where it could feel like you want a softer holiday. You don't want to do much, even though we have three planets that are very social here in Aquarius. We have Venus in Pisces that says, well, I kind of would just like to take a break and not do much, except maybe be by myself and read. Venus in Pisces is very feminine, intuitive, emotional, soft. She's private, and she wants her own space. So we're going to have that energy for the rest of the month, in fact. And it's meant to help us reflect. And Venus in Pisces reflects on her relationships, where she has loved before, perhaps where she idealized someone, perhaps where she felt unfulfilled and that she gave too much of herself away to the relationship. Venus and Pisces can sacrifice for love, and she can idealize somebody because she wants the best for them, and she doesn't see who they are in reality. She just sees who they are in her dream world, if you will. So that's our girl Venus in Pisces. Then we have Mars in Sagittarius, and he'll be making a square to Venus here. So that means the feminine and the masculine have very different MOs right now. Whereas Venus in Pisces is soft, private, wants time to herself, and really doesn't want to be out in the world, Mars in Sag is a go-getter, and he's a hunter. And he is strong in Sagittarius, where he goes out to seek and find the next passion, the next inspiration. So he's very dynamic. And he's actually working well with the planets in Aquarius. So we kind of have this override of a sense of connecting, sharing, communicating, doing, being active. And then we have Venus in Pisces, who's kind of in her own corner and who doesn't want to do any of that. So you could feel that at times, that desire to share, to hang out with your friends, to see people, to have some fun, you know, to really make the best of anything that's going on around town. And then you have that energy, too, that says, and now I need to go home and sleep, and I don't want to be pulled in all these different directions. Just let me be. So that's the mix of energies we have going on over the next week. And it means it's really important to make time to honor Venus in Pisces. She's meeting up here with Neptune and Chiron in Pisces. And so when we do that, when we have planets that all sync up together, it really emphasizes their energies. And we're going to have an increase in Pisces energy as more planets are going to be moving into Pisces next week. So the sun is currently making its last few sashays through Aquarius. And Mercury is right behind the sun, just a few degrees behind the sun in Aquarius. So that means they're both going to enter Pisces around middle of the week next week. The sun goes into Pisces on February 19th, and then Mercury will promptly follow. And then we will have five planets in Pisces. Pisces is the 12th and final astrological sign, and it's a point of completion, reflection, looking at what you have learned and what you have come to understand, and ultimately the connections you can make between all energies. Pisces is a completion point of all energies. And ultimately, to successfully complete all energies, we have to understand how we grew, what we healed, if we forgave, if we developed compassion for self and others, and also love, because Pisces is ultimately unconditional love. If you think about how the zodiac is 12 signs, well, the energy starts at Aries, and it keeps growing, developing, and moving through each sign. And by the time it reaches Pisces, it's been on a full journey. And in order to truly honor that journey, we have to understand that it was always connected to love. And we can know this spiritually, and we can know it energetically, but then we typically have our human stuff kick in, our human egos, our human minds, and our sense of, can we let go of something Can we allow it to be complete? Can we allow a cycle to end in order to move forward and to move on? So what we're doing is we're moving into Pisces, where we can see how everything is meant to be let go of and transmuted. And I always think of this as how we have to transmute energies through the violet flame, through forgiveness, through Ho'oponopono, and where we can understand ultimately everyone's trying their best. And it's that simple and that complicated because we can question that at times. And we can, you know, we think they're idiots or we think, why aren't you doing better or don't you see your full potential? And with Pisces, we have to understand that people can only do their very best to what they understand to be their very best and to have acceptance for that. So that's where we're going by the middle of next week, is into this stronger Pisces energy. Every astrological sign is really different from the one before and after it. Have you noticed that? So Aquarius, by contrast to Pisces, is so dynamic and social and buzzy, buzzy, buzzy mind and so many ideas and very, you know, talkative and sharing and quick, very quick. And then Pisces is the slowdown and the mellow. And I don't want to commit to anything. Pisces doesn't want to commit. It wants to float away and have its space and have its freedom. But before we get to the end of a cycle, we have to get as much from it as we can. And that is where the Aquarian energy is such a gift, because we're meant to look at what we have come to understand and to use that and to apply that into our own lives and to use it to shape the future, the next steps, the next vision, the path ahead. So you've come so far in your life, in your soul's growth, in the past year, and we have to keep the awareness that we're always in charge of our own energy. And what does that mean to you? Really, what does that mean to you? And where do you want it to go? Again, it comes back to don't stay too focused on the rearview mirror. You want to really look at 5 miles down the road, 20 miles down the road. And what does that look like for you in your life? And what are you doing to get there? Also, this is where we can understand, if we want, that we don't have to do it alone. That there's support through friends, community, people who understand you. And it doesn't have to be a lot of people, but it's knowing you don't have to do it on your own. You can, and there's times when you will. But when you connect it to the bigger fabric, when you connect your energy to the bigger fabric of energies on the planet and in the cosmos, doesn't that feel awesome? And what we're meant to do right now is to ensure that we have that personal sense of belonging, of understanding that we are connected to so much more than we can possibly realize right now. And that is meant to help you keep the faith, to help you keep going, and to know that we're doing this all together and we each do our own piece of it, right? And that helps other people do their own piece. And then there's ripple effects, and then word spreads, or then you find other people who can relate to that. And, you know, I'm feeling here, oh, okay. As I do the show, I'm listening to my guides, and I don't have any notes, just FYI. The only thing I talk on, only thing I have in front of me is the current ephemeris, where I see the planets, and I see how they're all lined up and how they're all talking to each other, but I don't have notes about this show. I just go for it and trust whatever I'm supposed to say is meant to come through. And so what I'm supposed to talk about right now is all the friendships that have changed. Oh, I feel a heaviness for some of you, like a deep pit. Like it's, right? It's been hard. I think especially for women, because we are used to perhaps having really dear friends and who feel like sisters. And it's hard when those friendships end, or you've gone as far as you can with someone, or your path goes left and theirs goes right. Or it ends in a really crummy way, and that sucks for everyone involved, right? Where you're like, oh, you had a fight, you had a disagreement, there's a misunderstanding, you can't talk it out. It just, it has that dissatisfaction of ending. The South Node in Aquarius has been allowing us to let go of those people that we are meant to let go of. And I'm hearing set free. Like, they are set free, but you are set free. Okay? It's the understanding that you're really, it feels like a loss at first, and that's okay, because that's the heart right there. That's your heart talking to you. And it's sad, and it sucks, and it's not what you always think you choose. But the other side of it is to honor your own growth and to honor who you are now and what does interest you. I mean, have you ever sat down? This happened to me a few years ago. I went to dinner with some people, and it was a struggle. What do we talk about? I don't care what they have to say. I'm not relating to them. I've known them for decades. We have nothing in common anymore. And it's a struggle, and you feel that obligation, or you feel that sense of, well, I know I like them. I don't not like them, but we don't have anything in common. And so there's a sense here of the South Node in Aquarius is setting you free so you can find people you do have more in common with, that you have so much you want to talk about. I mean, have you ever had those friendships where you're not done talking to that person or hanging out with them or seeing them, but, you know, you're like, well, I got to go home. I've got to return to the babysitter. I've got to, you know, get some things done around the house, but you just have that easy chemistry. Allow this solar eclipse to connect you with people where you have easier chemistry with them. Chemistry, also an Aquarian word, because that's where you're going to feel that spark of life again and that spark of people that you connect with, who see you, who understand you, and it'll be easier. And this is what happens when we go on a spiritual journey and we raise our energy fields. You repel people, and they repel you. That's kind of the other side of this, is that, yeah, you grow, but then they think you're weird, or they can't be around you, and they can't, you know, the energy changes in a way and you can't quite put words around it, but it's there. And you have to honor that for yourself, my friend. You have to honor who you are. You have to honor how far you've come, what you've learned, what you've healed, what you've come to understand. You have to honor that in yourself, or else you're dishonoring yourself. And ain't nobody need that. No, we're not having that. You are not, that's not who you are. You've come so far because you're really more of you and your own energy and your own self. And that's how we're supposed to really work with the energies of the solar eclipse. One of my favorite quotes, which is an Aquarian quote, is, "You are unique just like everybody else." So you are unique just like everybody else, and that's what brings you into the equation of humanity. And so we're meant to leave people behind, but we have to rephrase that. We're not leaving anyone behind. We're not leaving anyone behind because everyone's choosing what they want. And so you are choosing what you want. And that's your responsibility. Nobody else chooses that but you. And so the friendships that end, the people that go away, the changes in groups or communities or connections, our assignment is to find peace with that and to understand that we went as far as we could go with those people, with that person. And the other thing that I feel come up a few times in readings I've done for people is that you can reconnect with them in a few years, potentially. It's not like it's a hard stop at the end. You can reconnect. You need some time apart. You need some time to do your thing, and then you reconnect with someone, and that can happen. So if that gives you and your heart some comfort, know that you can reconnect, even if you're experiencing a disconnect right now. The disconnects are necessary. And the South Node in Aquarius is showing us it's done. And now we have this new moon solar eclipse in Aquarius that opens the portals for the new energies of the new peeps who get you and who are there already. So focus on that. Focus on the new friends, the new people that you're really ready to get to know, to develop those connections and friendships with them, because you're both at a place where there's just more chemistry. So take really good care of yourself this week. There's big energies coming in, coming through. It can feel like an overload. You know, it can feel like a lot at once. The energy is very buzzy, electrifying, and you could feel it even in your body, whether that's in your solar plexus, third chakra. You could feel it buzzing in your head, in your third eye, your crown chakra. And it's grounding is important. I think working with anything of the earth is important because when it's of the earth, it's grounding, right? Being from the earth, it's naturally going to be connected to grounded energies. So that can be rocks, crystals, minerals, flower essences, essential oils, plants, dirt, anything that connects you with the solidness of the earth will help, including your diet and whatever you're eating that's healthy. Currently in my world, chocolate is healthy, so that works. But whatever feels right for you is good to follow and to trust it. This is the only moon energy, the biggest moon energy of the month of February. It's a new moon in the middle of the month. And then we have a full moon March 1st and 2nd. So this really is like the climax of February. And it's going to shift. The energy is going to feel much different in a week. I'm hoping it just feels softer, you know, like we can unplug. Literally pull the plug and kick back and relax and just feel that that's supported. But right now there's just a lot of things that are moving around. And so do what you can to take care of yourself and to honor your own boundaries with other people and honor what actually feels and is necessary for you, because that will pay off in huge ways and in dividends. So, let's see here. As I mentioned, the sun goes into Pisces on February 19th, and then Mercury will follow. So by then we'll have five planets in Pisces the middle of next week, and those planets in Pisces are going to sync up nicely with Saturn in Capricorn and Pluto in Capricorn. And that's going to feel good. It's going to feel like a simplifying energy. I think right now it's hard to feel simple or to keep things simple because there's just, you know, it's like all you want to do is just, well, it's just like there's so much. Like, how do you grasp at it all? Well, you can't and you don't. So instead, you breathe through it. You breathe through it and you stay focused on the path ahead and how far you've come and what's next and your vision that speaks to you now and your vision that calls to you. And you know that as you follow that and honor that, there are more people who are also going to sync up with you at that same energy field. Okay, thank you so much for joining me for this show. I have to go rest now and take it easy, and I hope that you have time to do the same. I really appreciate you listening, and I'll be back here next Wednesday when we will continue our awesome adventure through this cosmic ride. And until then, have a good weekend, take good care of yourselves, and I will see you back here next Wednesday. Thanks so much. Bye-bye.